Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on three bills to provide reservation to women in lower house and state assemblies. Women's Reservation Act 2023 comes into force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's Nari Shakti as hallmark of strong India. Harivansh Narayan Singh re-elected as Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha for third time. Prime Minister Modi hails his past experience that enriches the House with great precision. Major political parties intensify campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu ahead of assembly elections. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomes Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, urges full compliance with international law. And in women's cricket, India to take on South Africa in first T20I of five-match series in Durban today. The Lok Sabha today resumed discussion on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill 2026, the Delimitation Bill 2026, and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The three bills are intended to increase the participation of women in the Lok Sabha and the assemblies of states and union territories. Voting on the three bills is scheduled to take place this afternoon. Participating in the debate, DMK MP K. Kanimori opposed the bill, saying it is shocking that the centre notified the women's reservation law passed in 2023 last night. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said the nation stands at the threshold where there is near unanimous political consensus in favour of women's reservation.
Today, we stand at a threshold where there is remarkably a near unanimous political consensus in favour of women's reservation. The Prime Minister says the government has brought Nari Shakti, a gift of justice, but he has wrapped it in barbed wire, tethering the implementation of women's reservation to the expansion of Parliament, to numbers from the 2011 census, and an exercise of delimitation.
YSR CP MP PV Mithun Reddy said his party has always advocated for the empowerment of women. Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh said, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas has been the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the three bills are aimed at fulfilling this vision. TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee questioned the need for a special sitting of Parliament during assembly polls, terming it unfair and unfortunate. TDP MP Lavu Shri Krishna Devarayalu spoke in support of the bills, saying Home Minister Amit Shah has already clarified yesterday. Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party said if the centre wants to provide justice to women, they should work towards education of girl children. Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal demanded that women's reservation must be implemented on the present capacity of Parliament without delimitation. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel said this is a historic occasion to increase the participation of women in nation building. The discussion is underway. Janata Dal United MP Sanjay Jha has welcomed the Women's Reservation Bill and described it as a long-awaited step. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Mr. Jha said the move to provide one-third reservation for women has come after considerable delay and should be backed unanimously.
The introduction of one-third reservation for women is such a welcoming step. I believe it has already been long overdue. I come from Bihar where more than 50% of women are elected in panchayats. In the 2025 elections in Bihar, women voted in significantly higher numbers. You can understand how large women's participation has become there.
BJP MP Dinesh Sharma has also described the bill as historic and noted that it is an opportunity for the opposition to correct their mistakes. BJP MP from Chhattisgarh Lakshmi Verma also termed the Women's Reservation Bill as a moment of great pride and thanked Prime Minister Modi for advancing women's empowerment. The 106th Constitutional Amendment Act 2023, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, has come into force from yesterday. In 2023, the Parliament passed the Act, marking a historic milestone in its national journey to foster equitable representation of women in public life at all levels of the federal structure. This landmark legislation rotationally reserves one-third of all seats for women in the Lok Sabha and in all state legislative assemblies, including the Legislative Assembly of National Council. capital territory of Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that feminine power is the hallmark of a strong India. Mr. Modi said this while sharing a Sanskrit Shubhashitam in a social media post highlighting the strength and contribution of Nari Shakti. The Prime Minister noted that the mothers, sisters and daughters of the nation are enhancing the pride of Bharatvarsh in every field today with their unbreakable resolve, devotion and spirit of service. Meanwhile, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam notification has been issued to implement old laws that were not implemented earlier. Speaking to media at Parliament premises, Mr. Rijiju emphasized that this is a part of an ongoing process and urged the opposition not to politicize the matter.
This is a process. We are currently bringing forward a proposal to amend the law. The earlier law has not yet been implemented and therefore a notification has been issued for its commencement. This is merely a procedural matter and should not be made into an issue.
Harivansh Narayan Singh has been elected as Deputy Chairman of the Rajya Sabha for the third consecutive time. He was elected unopposed. Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, moved the motion to choose Harivansh as the Deputy Chairman of the Upper House. Expressing gratitude for being given this opportunity, Mr. Harivansh thanked all members across parties for entrusting him once again with the responsibility of Deputy Chairman.
I sincerely thank all of you for your support. It has always been my effort to prove worthy of your cooperation, and it will continue to be so. My heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Harivansh for being elected as the Deputy Chairman for the third time. Mr. Modi said the experience Harivansh brought to the House over the years has been duly endorsed today. He said everyone has witnessed the House becoming more effective under his leadership.
हमने सबने हरिवंश जी के नेतृत्व में सदन की शक्ति को और अधिक प्रभावी होते हुए भी देखा है और मैं कह सकता हूं कि केवल सदन की कार्यवाही का संचालन ही नहीं वे अपने जीवन के जो भूतकाल के अनुभव है उसको भी बहुत ही सटीक तरीके से सदन को समृद्ध करने में उपयोग लाते हैं उनका ये अनुभव पूरी कार्यवाही को संचालन
Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, said it is a matter of satisfaction that Harivansh Narayan Singh has once again been elected unopposed. He said the unanimous election reflects the spirit of consensus and cooperation in Indian democracy.
Not just as the deputy chairperson, but as a very experienced personality serving in this role, you are once again carrying out your responsibilities on behalf of myself, my party, the government, and all the members of the House. I extend best wishes to you.
Leader of the opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, also congratulated Harivansh by saying he is the first nominated member to assume this office. Tiruchi Shiva of DMK and Santosh Kumar of CPI also welcomed Mr. Harivansh. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Major political parties have intensified campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu ahead of the assembly elections. In West Bengal, senior TMC leader and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today joined a public meeting in Cooch Behar district of North Bengal in support of party candidates. Addressing the rally, Ms. Banerjee said the BJP is not concerned for the welfare of the citizens. She is also scheduled to address public rallies in Durgapur and Kolkata. On the other hand, BJP leader and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis joined the campaigning in support of party candidates. BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma also held a roadshow at Hemtabad of North Dinajpur district. CPIM senior leader Mohammed Salim will also join a public rally in Darjeeling and Alipurduar districts in North Bengal in support of party candidates. In our series of constituency profiles, today we look at the Kursiang Assembly constituency in Darjeeling district of North Bengal.
Karsiang Assembly constituency in the Darjeeling district will go for poll on 23rd April in the first phase of assembly election. The seat is under the BJP at present. The incumbent MLA is Vishnu Prasad Sharma. Total 7 candidates, including 3 independents, are in the fray in this election. Sonam Lama has been fielded by the BJP. While Trinamool Congress supported Bhartiya Gorkha Prajatantik Morcha, candidate is Amar Lama. The CPIM candidate, Uttam Brahman. Congress fielded Saroj Kumar Khatri. The main contending parties are Trinamool Congress and Bhartiya Janata Party. In the election campaigns, BJP is focusing on the welfare of the tea garden workers of North Bengal. BJP leader Amit Shah assured the people to set up IIT, IIM, AIIMS, cancer hospital, sports university and tribal university in North Bengal in this election campaign. He also assured to solve the Gorkha issue within constitutional framework and without dividing Bengal. BJP also said to give land rights to the tea garden workers. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee stressed on continuing the existing welfare schemes and blamed the BJP for creation of division in Bengal. Mamata Banerjee also assured to give land rights to the tea garden workers after the election. Kollan Laha, Akashbani News, Kolkata.
Meanwhile, the Income Tax Department today conducted searches at the house and offices of Trinamool Congress leaders in Kolkata, including TMC candidate Debashish Kumar from Rajbihari Assembly constituency. IT officials also raided the house and office of Kumar Saha, who is the Trinamool Congress trade union leader. In Tamil Nadu, scorching sun did not deter political leaders from campaigning to woo the voters. DMK leader and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin began his political campaign by paying tribute to freedom fighter Dheeran Chinnamalai on his 271st birth anniversary today. AIADMK General Secretary Edappadi K. Palaniswamy also paid floral tributes at the portrait of freedom fighter Dheeran Chinnamalai at his residence in Salem while campaigning for his party candidate. Contesting from Sangakkere constituency, he said the AIADMK alliance is strong and will defeat its opponents with full force. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will be on a two-day visit to Sri Lanka from the 19th of this month. This will be his first bilateral visit to Sri Lanka. During his visit, Mr. Radhakrishnan will call on the President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dasanayake. He will also meet Sri Lankan Prime Minister, Dr. Harini Amarasuriya, as well as other dignitaries and Indian diaspora leaders. Sri Lanka is a key partner in India's Vision Mahasagar, as well as the Neighbourhood First policy. In Punjab, the Enforcement Directorate, ED, has conducted a series of raids at locations linked to Aam Aadmi Party leader and state's industries minister, Sanjeev Arora, in Ludhiana today. According to sources, ED teams carried out searches early this morning at the minister's residence and official and other premises, including at Chandigarh and Delhi. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon while commending the role of the United States in facilitating the agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Guterres expressed hope that the ceasefire will pave the way for negotiations towards a long-term solution to the conflict and contribute to ongoing efforts towards a lasting and comprehensive peace in the region. The Secretary General also called on all parties to uphold the truce. He urged everyone to fully respect the ceasefire and to comply with international law at all times. In women's cricket, India is set to face South Africa in the first T20I of the five-match series at Kingsmead in Durban today. The match will start at 9:30 p.m. Indian time. The next match will also be played at the same venue on Sunday. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on three bills to provide reservation to women in lower house and state assemblies. Women's Reservation Act 2023 comes into force. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirms India's Nari Shakti as hallmark of strong India. Harivansh Narayan Singh, re-elected as Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha for third time. Prime Minister hails his past experience that enriches House with great precision. Major political parties intensify campaigning in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu ahead of Assembly elections. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomes Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, urges full compliance with international law. And in women's cricket, India to take on South Africa in first T20I of five-match series in Durban today. With that, we end the midday news.